The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange, The Dark Spiral.
What you guys doing in the recursion lab?
People dust.
Yeah.
People dust. Cut. So it was Thanos.
Recursion lab? Is that where you went? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Recursion lab.
No, we went to the vault.
Sorry.
The vault. Same place.
Roughly the same place. Yeah. So, I don't know about you, but I'm just walking through the front doors.
Yeah.
Let's just go in. Let's do this.
My phone's on its end.
Recording cardinal sin.
You guys, doors open.
All right, walk it. Everybody checks their phones.
What are you looking for here?
Going to the vault, see what
as artifacts we walk through, are there. I'm looking around, seeing if we find any more watches, shoes.
You see a few more personal items lying around,
Okay.
You get to the vault.
Okay. Is it closed? Power's on?
Power's on, but the vault is closed.
Is it a key swipey door?
It is a key swipey door.
Like, so since we've been here, and I'm assuming because we're scientists, we've been in the lab before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try swiping my badge because I assume I have it with me. Because I know I carry my badge at all times when I'm at work, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to swipe it. It opens?
It unlocks.
Swing!
Alrighty.
All right, cool. I walk inside
the
vault.
Open vault.
Inside the vault, you see... how do you describe it? The way I think of this is more like P.O. boxes or mm-hmm. Not P.O. boxes. Safety deposit boxes.
Roughly the same as P.O.,
Would have small things in them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of those that are kind of closed. But the first thing you see on the floor are the pile of clothes, shoes, and ash.
Just one?
No, pile.
Pile.
A pile of them. There's definitely more than one.
Okay.
I'm going to go count the shoes. How many pairs of shoes are there?
Roughly 12.
Roughly 12? Is there like a shoe? Does somebody have a peg leg? Or is it 12?
There are 12 pairs.
Thank you. It's important. I want to know how many people were in here.
That's right.
All right, so 12 pairs of shoes. You don't have a camera, do you?
Yeah.
You do?
I have a smartphone.
All right, so you're going to take the
camera? Yeah.
Okay. I just have a flip phone, like the ladybugs. You can call like three numbers. Okay.
I'm going to rummage through the clothes and everything for... Mm-hmm. Specifically, like IDs, maybe, or keys or anything?
Yeah, no, you find IDs for, there's a couple of lab assistants.
Are there any names that I recognize?
How often would you have been in contact with these people?
A lot. We're in the labs if they're lab assistants.
The two lab assistants, you'd probably recognize. The others, maybe, probably not.
Okay.
Maybe some faces that you would recognize. They have little pictures.
Okay.
But
the point I'm trying to make is I recognize people.
You do. Mm-hmm. You do recognize people.
All right.
Not Karen. She was so sweet, and she made the best cupcakes.
I want to go through the boxes. Are there ones that are, locked that we can't get into?
It's not necessarily that they're locked. It's a vault.
So we can just open them.
But according to said book, you get 1d6 worth, so roll a d6.
You feeling lucky, Troy?
I've not been rolling great, but...
I really haven't.
That's... 3.
All right, so you guys are going to find 3 random ciphers. You find something that looks like a tube of paste. You find something that looks like a taser-like contraption. And you find a coffee mug with a smiley face.
Ooh.
You do not know what these things do. Yeah. You're going to have to roll intellect rolls on all of them.
Cool.
What is
that? You said a tube of paste, coffee mug, and contraption?
A tube of paste, a coffee mug with a smiley face, and a taser-like contraption.
Taser-like, that's the part I missed. Yeah.
So, because I'm strange, I can sense whether creatures of an alternative recursion, creatures of the strange, strange ciphers, or other related phenomena are active in situations with their where the presence is not obvious. You must study an object or location closely for a minute to get a feel for that for the situation.
So you're looking at these thinking that they're...
So can I just essentially like conjure them all for a minute to determine what they do?
It sounds to me more like you're searching for like an invisible thing. Because everybody should have to roll an intellect roll. I'll tell you what, I'll lower the level on an intellect roll. I'll give you that.
Well, here, okay, so I'm trained in all actions that involve recognizing and understanding the strange, its effects, and its denizens, including identifying translated visitors from alternate recursions, okay, as well as identifying, understanding ciphers.
Right. So that would lower the level on a roll.
So it gets minus one buffer against positive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when reading paradoxes, it does specifically say when the party comes upon ciphers, mm-hmm, we would know how best to analyze it.
Yeah. You would be the best to understand what it does.
Okay.
Which is what his thing does.
Gotcha.
By lowering said level.
Cool.
So are you the one that's going to roll on all this?
Sure.
Okay. First of all, roll me a d6.
Foe.
Okay. So with your thing, lower it down to a level 3.
Okay.
Roll me a d3.
1.
Interesting. Okay. Now I need you to roll an intellect-based roll to learn what it is. So okay, it's a level 3 roll because okay, I'm already factoring in your drop there.
Okay. That does not make it.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 2, which technically... So I have an edge of 1, so that would lower my...
The edge has to do with you only if you spend some effort. So you're not sure what the tube of paste does.
Okay.
Could I look at it?
Sure. No, you don't have what he has, so it will be a level 4.
Level 4. All right. Which means I have to get above a 12.
Uh-huh. 12 or above. It's a meter beat.
Meter beat. That. Okay. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. I did not. I got a 1.
The mysterious
paste. I clearly have no idea what it is. I put some on my face. I don't know.
Maybe this is how you activate it.
I mean, it's worth a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, ooh, that's good hand cream, and like rub it on my hands.
Just turns out it's actually just a tube of paste.
Yeah, like he hands it to me and I like...
They deciphered it wrong.
What's my penalty?
You seem to simply stiffen, freeze in place, as if in a state of stasis.
Am I content or like fearful?
You seem to almost be just cryogenically frozen right now, so your thought process isn't quite working. You see Stevie Stevens stiffen and freeze.
Okay. So back to what she had said. So if we're trained in a specific thing, that means doesn't that mean that we get a bonus just being trained in something?
Yeah, that's lowering the level.
Right. So technically she'd actually be rolling at a 3 and I'd be rolling at a 2 then, because I have the extra buffer for being strange.
Not that either of us made it.
In this instance, it didn't matter.
We both failed.
But that's fair. I'll give you that for the rest of them. Stevie Stevens freezes in place.
Was it like instant?
Yep. Oh, man. You handed her the tube of paste, or she picked it up, and she just suddenly froze.
Froze. Okay.
I'll stay frozen the rest of this.
I will, like, poke her? Does she, like, move at all?
Yeah, she's a little wobbly. If you push her too hard, she'll probably fall over.
Okay.
She ain't a weeble wobble.
I'm going to go ahead and try and identify the other two ciphers.
Okay. The other agent. Gotcha.
I mean, at the moment, I don't, maybe one of these two things can help.
Roll me a d6.
5.
Okay. Ouch. So you're trained and you have that thing, so drop it down again to a level 3.
Okay.
Roll me a d3 again. Sorry, these cards have multiples. So.
1.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead and try to identify a letter. Level 3 difficulty.
Got it. 17.
So the taser-like contraption, you understand to be a sleep inducer. A touch of this cipher puts a victim to sleep for 10 minutes or until awoken by a violent action or an extremely loud noise.
Okay.
Interesting.
Now the coffee mug. Same deal. I need a D6 for the level.
Four.
So I need a D. Yeah, I need a D3.
Okay.
Whoa!
Two.
Okay. So it's you rolled a four for the.
Yeah.
So it's a level two.
So you need a six. Got it.
Okay. So the coffee mug with a smiley face appears to be something that is called remembering.
Okay.
It allows the character to mentally record everything he or she sees for 30 seconds and store the recording permanently in their long-term memory.
All right.
Like in their personal long-term
memory? Yeah, like an eidetic memory.
Basically, whatever you see for 30 seconds, you will always remember to a T for the rest of your life.
But I will recognize that these are unused ciphers.
Well, the second two are.
Yeah. Okay.
You would assume that she accidentally set off the first one.
Yeah. Can I roll maybe on an intellect to try to discern what happened to her? Would there be some sort of familiarity with, like,
the reaction? It's not a cipher you've ever messed with. Okay. You can assume that she accidentally set it off. Otherwise, why would she freeze?
Am I breathing?
Yeah, she doesn't seem to be breathing. She doesn't seem to be turning blue either.
It is weird.
Cool.
I will just, like, grab her to pick her up to take her out of the vault.
All right.
And just...
She's stiff. She doesn't bend.
Just strap her to
your back. Like a Barbie. Yeah.
I will lay her on the ground.
Okay.
I don't know what else to do.
I totally feel like this is Harry Potter with, like, the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Petrified is a good way to call it at this point. Sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I also don't know how long this is going to last.
Right. Hopefully 10
Sorry,
minutes
later. Sorry,
Did you guys go?
It was really good hand for you.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm gonna go investigate the recursion lab.
She's gonna leave her sitting outside.
Yeah, I mean, she's in the vault. She's just not in
the vault.
Vault.
Okay, not outside.
You can't
outside.
Put me on a rolly chair and take me with you.
I mean, you're standing.
Yeah, I can't.
Was I though? Because I was bending over the pile. Still,
no.
Looking
you
at
went
things.
To go look at the cipher.
No, I said I wanted to know what it was. Didn't mean I couldn't be in a crouching position and he handed it to me.
Sure, you're in a crouching position.
Yeah, you could just totally put me on like a...
Fine, I'll put her in a wheelchair and...
Okay.
Don't split the party, Troy.
Chair.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you froze. Not my
you,
fault.
Yeah, no.
You roll her over over the lip and it tilts and she falls. I could do that and give you XP or I could just be funny and fuck it. Where are you heading?
Going to the recursion lab.
You guys were doing the same? Where?
We're
you guys are in the basement.
Yeah.
You're in the basement. I apologize. You're in the basement of the security
IT, lab. Yep.
What are you looking for? You see a pile of clothes and dust.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah, all right. I think this pretty much confirms our suspicions of there were bodies here at one point, and now there's not.
People have been raptured.
Yes.
Is there any devices in this room, or is it just a bare cement basement? It's not cement. Sorry, concrete.
I mean, it's not bare. There are, like, servers down here.
Hmm.
Like, the big, you know, like, multi-layered...
Is there any weapons around? If there's any security guys leave some, like, guns or anything? Or
yeah, devices? I mean, you would... Yeah, you... They're all security... You would assume these people were probably part of the security team. Yeah, somebody would have pistols.
Since the power's back on, would it be smart to grab a badge or two?
That's up to you.
I want to grab some... I'm going to be weird. I'm going to take some more pictures. You know, this is freaky.
Sure.
Yeah, this is definitely some stuff that we need pictures of.
Yeah, I'll start grabbing badges of like, maybe people. Maybe... That we don't know about. And I'll just keep grabbing.
I mean, you would be able to discern which ones were IT badges versus security badges. Versus,
I want
to
grab a couple of each.
Sure.
Just in case. I have no idea.
You've got the badges.
Okay. So, if, I don't think we need anything else in here. I don't think there's going to be any information in here.
No. Nope. Like I said, we got the pictures. That's really all we can do in here.
All right. So,
our suspicion of, yeah.
All right. So, I guess me back up in the... The lab area? Or is there some other place that we want to go to while we're here? Gun range?
You said there was an armory, right?
Oh, well, I don't know if there's an armory in the gun range. Mm-hmm. there could be. I would most likely think that there is like some type of like gun borrowing thing, so people aren't walking around with ammo. The
next page said armory, but
the SDA stores. And okay, where's the armory at? Is that what it's called?
I would. I don't know.
It doesn't say.
Oh, gun range. I mean, I would say it's probably somewhere. It would either be there or it would. I mean, that
it could also be off campus. I have no idea.
It might be the most logical place I would think it would be.
Well, this is the state headquarters, so all this is
right there.
I say we just, unless you really want to go explore something, I think we just head back to meet it back up with them at the vault.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Because I don't think
we can get more information.
Well, I don't think we can either.
All right, so we're going to do that. We're going to go meet back up.
All right, so everybody's going to the recursion lab then.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, technically, we'd be going to the vault because we didn't know they went to the recursion lab.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. You go to the vault then. You see that it appears as if they've already walked through here.
Okay.
Did they find the tube of paste?
tube of paste.
It's actually in your hand.
Oh.
You go down and it's the same thing. I mean, you find the vault with a pile of clothes and dust in the vault.
Okay.
Appears as if somebody's already rummaged through.
Let me take another picture drawers. Of that room, of course.
Were there any ciphers down here?
It seems like everything's been cleared out.
Okay. Is there anything else in the with the remains of the people, like clothing wise? Is there more badges?
Yeah. Badges.
We grab some more badges.
No, we have those badges. Thank
oh,
you.
That's right. Yeah, they took the lab assistant badges and a couple.
Okay. Naked clothes.
Would you be able to see our footprints in the dust?
Probably.
Oh,
and then the wheelie chair footprints.
Yeah, you see some weird. You see some weird prints in the dust.
Snakes, big long snakes. No. All right. I guess we're getting down there too now. So I guess we'll follow the weird streaks in the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do that. Has anyone grabbed a sample of the dust yet?
He did in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
It's gonna be like just carbon based.
You get
stuff.
To the recursion the recursion lab. I'm just gonna say you guys are probably not far behind.
Okay.
So you see,
since he's pushing.
Yeah.
Shit.
Can I keep falling out of the chair? With the tube of paste in my hand.
You see Monty pushing a chair. You see Monty pushing Stevie in a chair. And you're like, what the f*** are they doing?
What the shit?
So,
what'd you do?
She touched the cipher and froze, petrified.
Just holding this tube.
I don't know what's going on, so I figured I'd take her with me. I guess just kind of waiting for her to wake up.
It looks like you guys ran into the same thing that we ran into at the security. Nothing but badges and dust and shoes.
Did you find anything on the video?
We saw a lot of people pointing up to the sky and running in and chaining themselves inside the buildings.
That's about it. Other than that, the feed goes black.
Chaining themselves inside.
Yes. There was a chain. It was barred inside the security office. The basement they were in was also barred from the inside. People pointing up to the sky, screaming. Then cut to black. That's all we got.
I mean, most of that would seem to suggest meteorites, but why would they chain themselves in? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
And what would turn them into dust?
Like, everything instantly, it seems like, into dust.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I know.
I did find a couple of other ciphers. One of these puts the victim to sleep for 10 minutes or until awoken violently.
Okay.
And the other one allows you to record 30 seconds of memory and store it, essentially. So,
interesting.
Kind of thing. And then whatever she touched, I petrified her for an indeterminate amount of time.
All right.
We don't have anything necessarily in our ciphers that might help her out?
The death module will not. I don't think. Nope.
Nope, I do not have anything.
Troy, give me an intellect roll, level 3.
Oh, no!
A 1.
You don't have a clue.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Got nothing.
Give me some mandrake root, y'all.
I'll give you some of my energy drink mix.
Give me the other two. Give me a level 3 intellect roll.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
He did tell you some information.
Would this be a puzzle or problem?
For you it is.
He ain't okay. Good.
So it'll be 4 for what? Me.
Opposite.
Oh my
20.
God, I love that.
Man, why is the dumb guy getting these rolls?
You better dice.
You've encountered all these specific things. Yeah. You're just the right guy for the mission.
I failed.
You got a 20.
I heard him.
Okay.
Monty explains what those two ciphers do that you found that work. And you immediately go, so that wakes them up with violent means?
I'm going to try something, guys.
It doesn't wake her up. It puts them to sleep. Unless they're woken up.
By violent means.
Right.
So I'm going to... Guys, I got an idea.
Oh, God. What are you guys going to do to me?
All right, so I am...
I'm interested to see if they're going to, like, slap or hit me.
How about a nice good old sternum rub?
Well, that's creepy.
I don't know. That does sound creepy.
No, see, to me, that was like CPR.
Do you guys know what's true? That's painful.
No, but I think Lucas is intimating is you we use this to put her to sleep.
Oh.
And then wake her up.
Does ciphers wash out things?
But if it's only 10 minutes, you guys could wait 10 minutes without actually hurting me. Just fly.
No.
Okay, I'm going to try to punch her.
You got a natural 20. Thank you. You got a natural 20. The words violent means come to mind.
I'm going to try to punch her in the face real hard. Sorry.
Okay.
You have real hard, he says.
Real hard.
Not like a medium punch. No. Not like pulling it a little bit. Not just real a hard.
Face. Real hey, wake hard. Up. Wake
you
up.
Have absolutely no way to defend yourself.
No, I know.
One and done.
You don't even have to roll.
Yeah.
Because she's not defending herself.
Wait, does he have to roll for damage?
No.
You don't roll for damage.
Also,
what is what's
face.
A standard unarmed?
Two.
You take 2 points of might damage, my dear. And you hit the floor, waking up in a start.
Hey, it worked!
Suddenly in pain that you just got punched in the jaw.
She don't know that.
You drop the paste that goes skittering across the floor.
You just fell to your face.
Yeah.
Our cipher's one use things, yep. Right? Okay.
You have absolutely no recollection of what has happened since you've touched said cipher.
Where'd the hand cream go and why does my face hurt?
Well, you touched the cipher and you petrified.
And then you fell on your face.
Yes.
And that's why your face hurts.
We thought that would be a great way to wake you up.
Okay, so did they use that cipher? Hold on, sorry.
No.
No, they didn't use that cipher. But the toothpaste is gone.
Okay. Okay, sorry. Side note, what do I do with these?
Oh, so I've given Emily a couple of the XP cards. Mm-hmm. You keep one and give one to somebody you think deserved it.
I have to keep one?
You have to keep one. You have to give one away.
Okay, cool. One for me.
I mean, why would you not want to keep them?
Well, I didn't know. I was just curious.
Okay, just check it.
I
don't remember if we mentioned this. If we did, I apologize. You can actually spend an XP to reroll something.
Oh,
in the future, if you want to.
Oh, that's helpful.
Know.
So okay. You
XP
can give those.
XP is also how you go up in tiers as well.
Yes.
So just keep that in mind.
And it's not to say you're not going to get XP at the end of the scenario, at the end of the day, whatever.
Okay.
However, I decide to make that work. But you will also get XP for GM intrusion and stuff. And that's I'm considering this a GM intrusion.
Okay.
Even though you were the one that punched her, I'm giving it to her. So
he can't get them.
Because he can't get them. Unless they're gifted.
Correct.
But you give it to someone you deem...
But you don't know this.
...that they've done.
No, I'm asking, as Stevie, who hit me?
I told you, you just fell on the floor.
Yeah.
You fell over on your
and
face.
I kind of point, to him.
I hand Monty the XP for telling me. And I do the girl thing where I just glare.
It worked.
I mean,
why is she pissed?
In fairness, we didn't know how long that was going to last, so.
Side note, 4 days.
Oh my god.
It's days per level of
per
decipher.
Level.
Oh.
This is also.
I mean, to be fair, you have to hit her that hard.
Yeah.
The job got done.
It's an occult cipher. It's not analytic cipher. Which means like weird shit.
Yeah.
So can you apply that on someone else, or is it just like?
It was a one-time use
like,
though.
Like
she rolled a one when she went to identify it. So that's
I
why
did.
She got it. That's
yeah.
Why
that's why she got it. Like
like I went to grab it and like a little bit of the paste touched me or something.
Right, like the cap fell off and it got on her.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's puts a subject into stasis for a number of days equal to the cipher's level or until violently disturbed. An object in stasis does not age and comes out of stasis alive and in the same condition it went in with no memory or period of inactivity.
Man, that
which is why when you went over and I fell out of the chair, it didn't do anything because it wasn't violent. It wasn't like you like pushed me. It was just...
Oh, that was also just a joke.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I would have pulled that if it was mean, but it wasn't.
Yeah. So. I was going to let it linger a minute.
So off to the recursion lab, everybody.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Now that we're all whole again.
We're all friends.
As I keep one eye on, what's your name, Jimmy?
Jimmy.
Is there anything else you guys want to discuss that you've gone through, I've seen?
I will fill Stevie in on the camera footage we've seen and also the dust and boots and badges we found.
Were there any shadows? Because you said that they were looking up at the sky. Was there shadows on the ground of anything?
Not that I noticed.
I didn't notice anything.
I figured Lucas, as a GM, would have described that to us, but I didn't ask.
Speaking of that, we haven't found any like clothes outside, like, have we?
No, because on the footage.
Noticed. Not yet.
No, logic would dictate that if it was windy, they probably could have blown away.
Well, okay. Like I said, on the footage we've seen, everyone was running inside.
Yeah.
At least on the campus.
And they were all looking up at the sky, though.
Not all of them, just a few of them.
Were there sort of shadow imprints on, like, walls and stuff that we saw? Like when a nuclear bomb goes off, like, a lot of times it
does.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, as if like somebody just ashed into the wall.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's... As far as you can tell, it's been like this for quite some time.
I know. I'm just trying to...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but...
Solve the riddle.
You can probably suss out that it's been so long that if there was, it's probably either washed away or been covered up by more dust.
They seen something from the sky and then immediately locked themselves in the building. So whatever was coming, they thought was a threat, which, I mean, apparently it was, but they... It's almost as they instantly knew when they were looking up to the sky and seeing what it was.
But it still got them inside.
Yeah. Yep. Everything was still barred shut and security from the inside. We had to force our way through.
Yeah, let's continue to the recursion lab.
Yeah.
You go to the recursion lab.
Hey, in your field kit, you got an ice pack?
I'm sure there's something. Yeah.
One of those breakaway ice packs. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm totally taking it and putting it on my face and just staring at Jimmy.
Just a big baby.
Remember, you can do recovery rolls if you need to, but
I mean, I only get like four a day now.
If you want to, you can take 10 minutes and roll a d6. If you want to take a 10 minute break,
I'm okay for now.
Okay,
I get one. I like recovery being roll because I'm resilient. So,
The recursion lab is unlocked, as most of these buildings seem to be.
Cool.
Is it bizarre to anybody else that all of these buildings are unlocked? Other than, like, a few of the rooms?
The security didn't have any, like, keypad entries or anything that they normally would have.
Everything was green.
Everything was, there was no red lights. Everything was accessible.
I mean, it's odd, but I can't piece together what that means.
Like, even with the power being off, they were all open.
Well, one would surmise if the power was off that...
But normally in...
Locks would disengage.
Mm-hmm. That's not always true,
if they're powered locks.
Because normally the disengage part is the locks being like...
Have you seen Jurassic Park?
I have.
The power was out and the locks
were disengaged. I have, but that was a long time ago. This is 2009. This is 2019.
2017.
Within where you're at is 2017.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's still 2019.
It is 2019. It's just everything is frozen in time from 2017.
Yes.
Yeah. Life has ceased to exist since 2017, as far as we can surmise.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah, we didn't go back in time. It's just... Yeah.
Okay.
This is an oddball thing to say, but anybody else feeling like this is Doctor Who with, like, the Whos? Did they just get smaller?
I mean, there's dust.
Yeah, there. The dust is...
The odd dust.
Makes me think that they were vaporized, but at the same time...
I like it because, like, it's 2019, who can actually make those pop culture references, in character.
It's so much better.
And it makes sense. Like, you can't be playing D&D and be like, oh, this is like Doctor Who. That makes no sense.
Not that we don't do that all the time.
I know. Right. I know, but... Yeah, so the recursion lab.
Yeah, we'll just keep walking there.
I think the other thing we should check out maybe is the computer lab to see if we can find any like articles or any news.
Do we need to put more gas in the generator?
I don't know.
It's still running.
Yeah. I mean, nobody asked you.
I mean, it's been running this entire time, but the lights do sort of flicker. Like, it's not running well.
Yeah. I mean, unless you know how to actually, like, maintain, repair the generator, we'll add gas as we need, but...
Okay.
But, yeah, so the recursion lab, and I think from the computer library, we can find some information or maybe get some kind of news clipping before all this happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. You go to the recursion lab, let's see if there's anybody made notes, anybody made anything, wrote anything down to figure out if they saw something coming or something was coming.
I wonder if this is location specific.
This is the Institute. They should know what was going on or what was happening.
Well, you would think, but what if it started here through a gate?
See, that's what I was originally thinking too, but then something came from the sky, but that doesn't mean
But what cameras were you looking at? Did it come from maybe this building?
I mean, I guess that's true. Like, from what we went through all the feed around the same time loop when everyone started running in the buildings.
And all of them looked, were they all looking at in a certain direction?
In the lab, there was shakes and there was people screaming.
Yeah, from distance. That's all we could hear in the lab part.
Did you notice the camera shaking in any of the other places besides the recursion lab?
No, not that I'm aware of.
You would have noticed cameras shaking anywhere they were inside of a building.
Okay.
Inside of a building?
Ooh.
Logic would dictate that.
Inside the building. The cameras were shaking, but the cameras on the outside of buildings were not shaking?
No. Logic would dictate that a lot of running would rattle the wall, and the camera would jostle.
Stampede!
Like, you would have heard a lot of footsteps while the camera was kind of going
Wait, these cameras have sound, too?
Yeah, there was audio as well.
Fancy.
Yeah.
High
tech. It's the estate.
They probably have top-notch everything.
With the MIB.
For the 27th time, recursion lab.
Yes, we're there.
We're going.
Lucas keeps determined to keep us away.
I know.
No, you guys just keep discussing things, which is fine.
We're discussing as we're walking.
You managed to get down to exactly where you started today, right? You're down in the lab.
Is there a room R... Sorry, I had it written out. R639?
Yeah, if you go far enough down, you will find the room R639.
Is there a mirror?
There is a mirror. It's got to be cracking it. There's a mirror.
Like the watch.
Is there a piece of candy?
You don't see a piece of candy.
Cool.
Is there anything around it?
There's just a crack in the mirror.
There's a crack in the mirror.
Do we got
long ways, short ways, cracked in the corner?
Yeah, no, like as if it started in the corner and spidered its way down.
So it's a spider crack.
It looks like it's been knocked over and then set back up.
Recently?
No.
Okay, thank God.
But if you knock a mirror over and pick it back up.
No, but I meant more like if there's dust around it.
Oh, yeah,
does it look like dusting. It like recently got picked up? Okay, cool.
Is there a piece of rubble somewhere on the ground?
Ooh, and what do you mean?
Like just something to toss through?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I mean, you can pick there up are instruments and things lying around.
It doesn't have to be rubble. It just can be any kind of a pipette or some kind of flask or whatever.
Okay.
I just want to toss it through, see what happens.
It shatters against the mirror. The mirror kind of just bends a little bit.
But it doesn't affect the mirror.
I mean, thin glass against a mirror.
Yeah, I just tossed it. It wasn't like I was
It does not go
it.
Through. Okay. It just bounces off and shatters.
Well, there goes that theory.
If the mirror's cracked, I would assume that it's...
I would assume that the gate is closed as well, but...
Yeah.
If we go back outside, is there blueprints or anything that
What is your cipher? The one with the sticky. Did I take that back from you?
Oh, yeah, you did.
The tracker, is that correct?
Yeah.
So that's something you would carry with you, actually. Like, it would be like a GPS with a blip on it.
Okay.
So if you check your tracker, there's still a blip there. It's just not right here.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. So you're still tracking the gate, just not from this room.
Okay.
It should be from where we came out.
Yes.
Right, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if it was a different kind of gate.
Yeah, I mean, if it was some sort of cyclical thing, like...
Right, exactly, like, you know, like, all, like, you know, loop theory.
Doesn't seem to be.
So search around the around like the main lab area, are there any notes people left maybe pertaining to this noise or something from the sky? Upcoming danger.
From what you could tell with the cameras and things, it appears as if everybody got very scared and began to take off before it cut to black. Like, no one seemed to have time to just tell my wife I love her type notes, you know.
But there's nothing as far as, like, any indication that people knew this was coming.
No.
Is there any damage to any of the gate room doors? So, like, you said each gate was in its own room. Is there, like, a blowout or shattered glass? Nothing in any of the hallways? Nope.
Are there any clothes in here?
Yeah. You'll definitely still see, you know, dust piles and clothing.
Is there one for Dr. Hertzfeld?
There's not.
Okay. Where's his office?
His office would probably be on the main level, not down in the lab.
There's... We might not have any evidence of someone not knowing this was coming here, but they might have something in the offices, like the briefing, or...
We should definitely check out the offices.
Communications, maybe hear something.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of communications that is. Is it just like, of course, it doesn't tell us in here.
What are you looking at?
My guess is communications would be similar to like a military communication.
Yeah, I would say like field ops. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's what I was trying to figure out.
That's where everything comes in and then you just kind of disperse it from there.
Yeah, it might be the next best place to go.
Yeah.
This place. Well, I think we should still check the offices.
No.
And the computer lab as well.
Yeah.
See if we can get any sort of information.
Just try to... Well, the thing is, we probably won't have any kind of internet connection, so we probably won't be able to get any...
Have we found any batteries?
Batteries?
Yeah, I'm wondering if, like, you know, EMP type things have happened where all electronics have been drained.
Well, the computers are working.
Yeah, the computers are working.
Because, like, you know, like, the shelf life of a AA battery is, like, 4 years. So, if it's only been two, I want to know if they still have power.
Okay. If you rummage through some junk drawers, you might find a couple of AAs or something.
Well, is there a flashlight around?
I've got a flashlight.
I'm taking one just in case the lights go out at any point.
Somebody's got flashlights in their equipment already, too. So
yeah, we don't like him.
It's not dark out, but yes.
I mean, my smartphone probably has a flashlight, I would assume.
Yeah, but also if you've drained the battery, you've been taking a lot of pictures. So.
That was me. He's been taking pictures.
I'm just saying.
What's my percentage at on my phone?
Roll me a D100.
Ooh.
It's going to be like 1%.
Yeah.
This is just for fun.
All right, so, yeah.
Funsies.
The 10s and the double. The
10, right?
10 and
roll,
10.
Yeah, roll both of
those.
What you got?
Is that 98?
Yep.
98%?
Man,
these new phones are awesome.
Clearly not my phone.
It's more like mine. My
You're a poor college student.
No, I mean in real life. I have 20%.
She hasn't touched it.
It
just drains.
Not really.
Ouch. Jeez.
There's something in the background, I think, killing the battery.
Thank you, iPhone.
Well, it's also... How old?
It's actually only 2 years old.
That's how Apple makes their batteries, though. They only last 2 years, and then you have to get a new phone because the battery dies.
You can sponsor us, though, Apple.
I'll take that money. I'll take Apple money.
I'll use an Apple phone.
I'll even wear a turtleneck.
So, yeah, let's go up to the main level and search the offices here, and specifically, what's his name again? Hertzfeld. Hertzfeld's office and see, search his office.
Is there anything in there?
When you search his office, it appears that there's a pair of pants and a shirt on the office chair and a pair of shoes on the floor.
Does the computer turn on?
Yeah. Turn his computer on.
Computer turns on. Takes a little bit to boot up. It's got a password on it.
Flip the keyboard.
No such luck this time.
Search his pockets.
God. One.
Wallet.
No.
Oh, come on, that's every, like, major scientist's password. By a study it is.
I'm going to search his pockets.
You wallet. Find keys, you find a wallet, you find his
I
badge.
I bet that guy who drives a Mercedes.
Is there a
saying.
Piece of paper in there with a password on it, his wallet.
Is there notebooks around?
There's all kinds of notebooks in here. He's a research lab.
Is there one that looks like it was recently opened and stuff?
Like, there appears to be one for a completely different device than the Rev. You're not sure what it is.
Have we found any evidence of the Rev?
No, you haven't.
What was the last project he, like, the one that was you were talking about earlier? Is it a portfolio? Is it just like a notebook?
It's more like scribbling ideas down, like things he would. It almost appears like an idea book. You know, there's things for it? There's things for flight. There's things for underwater. There's things for
no rev.
Like, well, so there could be hints of what maybe would have become the Rev.
Yeah, okay. But two years prior,
it's so an idea book.
It was probably still in the works.
Yeah, some random sketches of things that you never seen before. Again, if you recall, he had just a mound of blueprints on his desk. So all kinds of projects.
Okay. Trying to think of a way to get into this computer.
I mean, we could always go back and ask him his password.
Ooh, I like it.
Nobody's got cell reception.
Nope.
Damn it. Nobody asked you. Dang it.
Yeah, but we still have to. We still have to at least give him as much information as we can first, though. But so we probably shouldn't go back and disturb him.
As you guys are discussing this, there's a sudden pop and crackle, and your that power just seems to kind of just go out.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_Brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.